Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Why are you so sad?
Hey.
Oh, you sounded like sad.
Hey.
Are you sad?
I'm leaving. Goodbye.
No, okay. Yeah, damn. It really was like that vibe.
Damn.
So we are
back.
Back and better than ever. We feel much happier about this book than last book, so we will be more enthusiastic. Not that we weren't, like, enthusiastic, but it's just, I don't know. That last book was just, like, such a filler.
Too much filler.
Yeah. So, we are going to be doing part one of Fearless. This book just came out April?
A few months ago, yeah.
April.
Still so, relatively new. I feel like this is, like, the earliest we've...
managed.
Covered, like, a new release.
Yeah. We've managed to fucking get our shit together.
LOL.
So, this is apparently the third and final book of the Powerless series by Lauren Roberts. I know you had said you saw some, like...
Someone was saying that there's another novella. So it's going to be, like, a 3.5.
Which, I don't hate that. Like, at least it's, like, a like, the main trilogy.
I swear, if it's, like, a 5 years later, I'm going to be, like...
We could just read that,
care.
Like... We could read it, like, online. You know, like, whatever.
If that's how you felt, you should have just added it to the book.
Just add an epilogue. Give me one chapter.
Yeah, like, just...
Agreed.
She's just trying to milk it.
So, we are covering roughly the first half-ish of this book. Because we make up our own rules, we are doing chapters 1 through half of 31, which is pages 1 through 269. So, read chapter 32 if you want to watch this episode, because then you'll be good to go. So, I just feel like where she broke it off, it required me to stop.
So, how would you have rewritten this?
No, stop. I'm not. Nothing. I would change nothing. I would have ended the chapter when they got to their new destination.
Spoiler! Spoiler!
I didn't say where they were. Doesn't matter. And who is they? I don't know. Who got where? Who knows? I'm gonna tell you.
Listen up!
Yeah. Okay. So, I also do like for these books that she just starts the next book right where the other one ends.
Yeah.
I don't want no, like, it's been 2 months. Because then I'm like, what do you mean? What happened in those 2 months?
Yeah.
So she doesn't do that. Thank you, Lauren. She literally is like, cue scene back into court, or not courtroom.
Yeah.
Throne room, and they're getting engaged. I'm like, oh, good. Thank you.
Can you imagine if that was how you were proposed to?
No.
Imagine a man just like, you're in shackles, you know,
half, bloody.
Half dressed, bloody dirty, and this.
Bloody
man,
dirty.
This bloody dirty, and this very clean, proper man is like, you were to be my wife.
Yeah, I don't want that.
And you just killed his dad.
I don't want that either.
And you're having a love affair with his brother. Maury! Maury!
Yeah,
Maury!
Like, no, literally. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm just thinking you're actually
so
imagining
messy.
That. And
so
I'm
messy.
Like, I don't want that.
Okay, now listen. This has been, like, my underlying, like, hope for this whole book.
Do tell.
Is that Kit and Kai end up hating each other so much, but then it's a throuple.
Wow. But we already discussed this. It's definitely not like a reverse harem situation.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I want it to be.
Girls can't have it all, I guess.
We need to figure out what book to read for that vibe.
Well, but besides the point, you know, I think...
Besides being sexed up and wanting angry brother sex, do tell.
I think that... I felt like in the previous books, well, at least in book one, Peyton may have had feelings for Kit. Like, maybe something could have been blossoming along with her and Kai's situation blossoming.
Yeah, it was like, who are you gonna pick?
Yeah, but now it's very quite obvious that she is for Kai.
But I actually like that.
Which is fine. Yeah, I mean, like, it fits the story.
Like, I like that...
She can't be like him now, because he's a villain.
Right. But I also
he's
like...
He's a real Morally Gray. Yes.
Right. I like that in
like
this book...
Like. Yes.
her and Kai are like, yeah, we love each other. Like, mm-hmm. there's no... I think that was what the corniness was bothering me. So I mentioned last episode, I like this book more, and now I can, like, actually talk about why. It's because it's, like, they're both internal monologue, dialogue is not as fucking annoying. Like, they just love each other.
Okay.
Good.
Now you want to... Okay, so now, seeing how they are, right, like... They're going through whatever they're going through, but, like, okay, we love each other, and that's it. We have to pretend, blah, blah, blah. Then I think about how in Fourth Wing, how annoying fucking Violet and Zayden were about the whole, like, yes, we love each other, but I constantly doubt you, and I don't, you know, I don't trust you.
Get over it. And that's what I think... So I was... As I was reading this book and getting through the first half of this,
mm-hmm.
I was wondering... Was she writing Kai annoying? And was he being annoying? And, like, that was her writing? Or do I just not like the vibe of, like, fighting my feelings for someone?
Hmm.
I do think she's writing him a little bit less annoying, to be honest. I think it's, like,
mm-hmm.
a both.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I think she also toned it down a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank God.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, we left off last episode saying... At least I was particularly specific about, cool, I don't like or hate this plot point until I know why we're getting this plot point. So then we find out why the fuck they're engaged.
Yeah.
Well, let's tell them what it is why first, and we'll say if we like it or not.
Yeah, because I'm interested to hear your thoughts.
Same. So, quick synopsis. The guy, Calum, the resistance leader, that was revealed in one of the, like, random chapters of Reckless.
Yeah.
And we were like, what is happening here? So, the explanation for this is, he was a prisoner. He truly is the resistance leader. As Kit was questioning him and talking to him, because he's not, like, torturing, he's just talking to them, Calum revealed, you know, what was going on with the ordinaries, and there was no disease and all this stuff.
Tells them the truth.
Right. And Kit was kind of like, damn, alright, you sound like, you know, an intelligent guy. And I feel like maybe I am unaware of a lot of things.
Well, and I think because Peyton brought him to the slums, like, he saw it firsthand. So he was, like, linking the two together. Like, okay, like, this is real.
And then, after he had seen his stepmother...
Mm-hmm.
In the other book, she was like, oh, like, read the stuff your dad left you. So now, in that interim, we didn't learn about it, but he read his dad's letters, and his dad confessed all of this and was like, finish my legacy, like, kill them all. And he was like, what the fuck? So, Kit was kind of like, oh, I don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need to wake up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Calum was the one who suggested, bring Peyton back. She's, like, kind of our... martyr, marry her and show that, you know, you're accepting of ordinaries, you're trying to, like, have a faith of goodwill, whatever.
But they also need to start making alliances again because they have no
resources. Which we did know from, like, last book.
Yeah.
So, okay. So what are your thoughts on this plot point overall? Like, this is what's happening.
Okay.
To go into this book.
So I was hoping Kit was going to be a little bit more, like, sinister and devious with it.
Okay.
Because,
we don't know.
Because, which is true. Because he's, I just really want him to suck. Like, I just, but, like, I, you know, but, like, not like he's going to suck and I'm going to hate him. Like, he's going to suck and I'm going to be like, ugh, but, like, it's good for the story, you know?
Yes.
Like, it's not all, like, unicorns and rainbows. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Give me a little tension.
Okay.
So, kind of, maybe a little bit along the lines of Red Queen. A little bit.
Okay.
A little sprinkle. A little sprinkle.
Okay.
Which, like, fine, okay? Like, this is great. You know, you were... Because he was feeling so one way, now it's like, okay, the truth is revealed. He's like, okay, actually, like, maybe I shouldn't do this like my father would. But, like, part of me just wants him to, like, do it in spite of everyone. Like, fuck you, you took my girl. Even though she was never mine. You know?
Okay.
And I'm gonna ruin my kingdom because of you.
I'm having a lot of thoughts.
So look at that. You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay. I'm having a lot of thoughts based on how I feel slash what you're saying. So first and foremost, my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I like the explanation. Okay. I think that makes sense. I wasn't like, this is dumb. I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
fine. I think Kit is a good guy. So now going into what you were saying. So again, phase one of my thought is, I think it was a good explanation. I liked it, didn't mind it. I was like, all right, I can get behind this. Okay, close that. Thought two, going off of what you're starting to say. Kit is, like, a good guy. Mm-hmm. Like, he's pissed that she killed his father, all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously. But, ultimately, I don't think for him I would see him being, like, run by emotions and killing everyone. Because I just don't... I don't see that being realistic for his character, but...
Kai is more of that.
Yeah. But that being said, I don't trust Kit still.
Bro,
something's going on.
Okay, yeah. So I just really hope he had, like, a fissured, like, fractured psyche while he was up in his room all those days.
But I don't think that's out of the question yet.
No, I don't think so either. However, there's mention.
Okay.
Like, in the book, in the part that we read, there's, like, a little snippet, and, like, she's trying to make amends with Kit, and she, like, knocks on his door, and she says, like, there's ink all over his hands.
Always the ink on the hands.
And I'm like, I already know, this guy is... You know how in Harry Potter, when that fucking bitch in the pink makes Harry write, like, I will not lie, I will not tell a lie, I will not tell a lie?
Okay.
Like, over and over and over and over again. I feel like Kit is doing that.
Okay, I like that crazy vibe for him.
Yeah, like, I don't know what he's writing, maybe, like, I will avenge him or something like that.
Okay, they mention the ink on his hands all the time.
Yeah.
All the fucking time.
He's doing something. He's doing a lot of writing. He said he was writing when it happened. He was like, oh, sorry, I was, you know, just writing. She was like, I wonder what he was writing.
So, okay.
I wonder too, sister.
I feel like the general plot point of being engaged, because of the explanation, I like it. Now, I also mentioned right at the end that one interaction between Kit and Kai. I was like, that's going to set up a lot for this book.
Mm-hmm.
There is mad tension. That's why I'm like, I don't trust Kit. It's not like he's just, like, yay.
Yeah.
Like, he'll have all these, like, little comments, and you're like, ooh, like, you're mad. Like...
yeah. He's like, jaded, for sure.
And, like, but, like, in, like, a crazy kind of way. Like, unhinged feeling.
Yeah. Because even, like, when he opens the door and she's, like, trying to talk to him, he, like, is, like, out of it. And then he, like, snaps into focus.
Yeah.
And she was like, what the fuck?
Or, like, he's very perceptive. Like, he's noticing things. So, like... You know, he'll make comments at Kai, like, you know, he'll be like, oh, like, Kai will say, oh, I will protect her, because again, it's his job to protect, like, the royal family.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, yeah, I'm sure you will. Like, just, like...
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, like, what is your true... I don't know, I don't trust Kit at all.
I love it.
So, but I like it. Yeah, like, I think it's sneaky. Again, I think your desire for, like, outright massacre... I get wanting that, but
like, again, shake it up, sister.
But I don't see that for him. I think that would have felt like ingenuine for his character arc. Like, I would have been like, yeah, it's not realistic.
Maybe he'll just
almost like this weirdness more.
Well,
because I'm like, what's going on?
Well, because obviously, like, Peyton feels it.
Yeah, and Kai feels it,
and I'm sure everyone else feels it too.
Yeah. Because
even Caleb is like, afterwards he was like, oh, like, you're handling yourself well, like, to Peyton, like, with the brothers or whatever.
Yeah. Well, and, like, at one point, she has, like, an engagement ring, and she's with Kai, and, like, so they switch the hands.
Yeah.
Which, okay. we'll talk about, like, that scene more, because, like, it's like, woo, damn.
That's right. This is what we came here for.
Yeah. But, like, the next day, like, Kit notices it's on the wrong hand.
Yeah. Why is your ring on the opposite hand?
He's like, how about you put that back on the right finger? I'm like, damn. Like, so, there's, like, tension.
He definitely knows they're sneaking around. How could you not?
Right. It's pretty obvious.
How could you not? Well, anyways, okay, so back to, like, them being in the courtroom. Throne room.
Literally the same.
Trials in session.
Yeah.
Everyone's pissed.
Oh, yeah.
All the elites are pissed because they're like, we've spent our whole lives without these people and, you know, they're going to ruin us and now you just want us to accept this woman as our leader even though she killed the king. He's like, you know, we have to twist it a certain way. Like, he's like, you know, conniving. He's trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So it comes to pass that Peyton is not just going to be accepted, so she has to prove herself.
Correct.
So, just briefly, we won't go into that yet because there's still a little bit more that we need to talk about. But she has to do 3 trials to prove her loyalty.
Okay. So now, how did you feel about this plot point?
Did not like it.
Nope. I read it, and I was like, Hallie hates this.
Yep.
It was like, okay.
As soon as, like, oh, she has 3 trials, I was like, I'm annoyed.
Tell me why.
We already got the trials, bro. I don't need another set of trials. You know, how much trials are there?
Okay.
What is with these people and their fascination for trials all the time? Like, let's watch this person try to not die. I guess that's what they did before TV. I mean, I don't really know.
Okay.
Meanwhile, this is also a fantasy world, so.
Hear me out.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not saying I'm fucking, like, waving my flag for the trials. Like, I'm not, like, this was the best, like, decision ever. Mm-hmm. But hear me out.
Okay.
I feel like because I was so, like, fed up with, like, the last book of, like, not really having, like, a plot.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, cool. Like, we'll have, like, an organized plot.
Okay.
And then, that's sidebar. Fine. So, going into these trials, which we'll talk about each one and kind of the things that go down with each of them. The first 2 are in this first half of the book, or at least on the way to part 2 of the trial. Kit mentions to Peyton, oh, well, just to give you a little hint, there's, like, 4 zones of Ilya, I guess, and he's, like,
sorry, I'm theorizing in my brain.
Okay.
Now that you're saying this.
He's, like, the first 2 trials are, like, in the 2 locations, like, you didn't go to for the last trials.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to, like, the Whispers and the Mountain
mm-hmm.
in the first book. So he's, like, you know, she now knows that she'll be going to the Scorches, the desert, because even though we were there last book, she wasn't there for a trial.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Shallows, which is, like, the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So I also felt like that was, like, a creative way to bring those places in.
Okay, yeah, fine. I just didn't like it that she has to, like, do a trial. However, I did appreciate, though, that it was, like, in honor of, like, the 3 Bs.
Okay, that was nice. That I did like that.
That are needed for
bravery,
benevolence and brutality.
Ooh, yes.
So at the end of this episode, I want to theorize about what I think is going to happen. Or okay. How this book is going to end.
Okay, I'm all for it. So, again, I'm not saying that, like, I'm, like, the greatest supporter of the trials. I'm not, like, this was the best decision ever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, I feel the new locations and, like, how she tied that in. Slash, like, I have enough of, like, the nothingness.
Mm-hmm.
I needed almost, like, she needed to, for me to have more structure of, like, the plot.
Okay.
As opposed to, like, we're just chasing each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't want that again.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, whatever. So I think this was, like, a more structured way. Like, she seemed to do well with that, the first book.
Mm-hmm.
So that was why I was like, all right, fine. But I knew that you hated it, for sure.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't want more trials.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. So we have...
Okay, let's talk about, like, the one of the early scenes after they leave the throne room.
Which one? Do tell.
The one.
Okay, you start, so I know what the fuck you're talking about.
Jimmy, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm sure I do, but
the one you text me about. The one we just alluded to before.
Oh, the ring?
Yeah.
Okay. I highlighted it, of course. Yes. So let me get to it. This, I would say... was the first time I, like, I gasped. Like, I was like, oh my god.
And I, oop.
Yeah. So, okay.
Okay. It was, like,
it was by page 62. So fucking amazing.
So early on.
Sets
the tone. Girl, your breath stinks.
Yes, it does. Not mine. Just to clarify for everyone.
The dogs.
Listening, if you want my dog. Okay. So, Peyton's having a nightmare, which is fine. I don't hate, but whatever. So, he runs in.
Very reminiscent of Akira.
Yeah, which, there's always a nightmare scene. He had a nightmare. She ran in last time. You know, whatever. So, whatever.
Just sneak me out in the middle of the night. It's fine.
Honestly, I'd rather that, but I digress. Yeah. So, he busts into her room, kicks the fucking door down like a big drama king that he is.
Mm-hmm.
whatever. So
he's like, there's more than a door, like a doors could not hold me away from you or something. He says some shit like that.
Yeah, of course he does, but that's fine. So basically she was like joking with him, like, hey, can I get some privacy? Like, you kicked my door down. Like, mm-hmm. Damn, bitch, relax. Because, like, they have good banter, fine. And then he says, privacy, darling, over the darling thing, but whatever. Darling, I'd be in this bed beside you if my brother hadn't slipped a ring onto your finger. And this bitch says, so slip it off. I was like, what?
So
I was like, oh my god.
So okay, so when you sent, so Jamie sends me a picture of that part. She was like, I have to share it with you. So I was like, okay. So I only read the highlighted part where it said, so slip it off. And I exited out of it.
Okay.
So I thought it was Kai who said that.
Yeah, no.
I thought he was telling her to take off her ring. No. So that when I actually read it and I realized it was her, I was like, damn.
Like, she was like, fucking take this shit off. I was like, so, again.
So, they move it to the other hand.
I like this vibe of, like, they're both, like, reciprocating. It's not, mm-hmm. like, I like the vibe of them being like, this is a bad situation. We love each other. We have to sneak around. Like, this is who I love. As opposed to them being like, I shouldn't feel this way. Because they're not doing that. Yeah. They're just like, this is how I fucking feel.
Yeah.
So thank God, because I couldn't stomach that. I couldn't.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fine. But goddamn bitch, I was like, oh my fuck. Like, that was when I was like, oh, we're playing it like this
yeah.
book.
Yeah.
And that was when I feel like I realized they weren't doing the whole, like, oh, I shouldn't feel this way. I was like, oh no, we're really just leaning into our...
Don't give a fuck.
Affair. Like...
They're having an affair. She is betrothed to another!
They don't give a fuck.
They don't... Which,
and I'm sure there's a lot of emotion, like, they do speak about, like, their guilt around mm-hmm. it and stuff, so, like, whatever. But, I mean, like, damn. So, whatever, okay.
Great, loved it.
So, yeah. Okie dokie. Now, before we get to the first trial.
Okay.
We get introduced around page 80-esque to some Edric chapters. I was like, who the fuck is Edric? But fine.
Yeah.
I literally was like, who the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
It's like flashback. It's flashbacks, right? Yeah, it has to be. Because mm-hmm. the king.
Mm-hmm. So, but it's not from his perspective, is it?
I think it is. He's just talking like vaguely third person.
Oh, okay. Like he's narrating his own flashback.
Yeah, or like kind of just being narrated, but we're like...
Like when there's a narrator, but like the show's going on. You know what I mean?
Correct. So I think she's, like, third person, like, omniscient, but, like, it's about him.
So it's the Wizard of Oz, actually.
Yeah. So Edric is the king that Peyton just killed. So we're getting flashbacks. Now, I didn't like how it began. His little first chapter that we get introduced to him,
mm-hmm.
it says, for every end, there is always a beginning. And it says, basically, like, this was the start of his impending demise. So I was like, all right, I'm intrigued, you know? So we're basically getting chapters about him and his wife, Iris.
Which was his first wife.
Right.
Kit's mom.
Yes.
All right. Can we just dive into, like, him, just, like, all his chapters right now?
Yes, fine. Okay. Love that.
Okay, cool.
We have, like, probably, like, three in this first part.
Yeah. The only real...
I'm confused as fuck.
Okay. All right. Let's just jump in.
What the fuck is going on here?
Okay, so Edric, whatever. So he meets this woman, but she's from Isram.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a little bit of magic in her, but she's royalty.
But her power is, like, she's, like, a soul something, and she can, like... So it's, like you said, a rare power that no one's ever seen. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, when he explains and describes her... He's not specific about her features. He says, like, bright eyes. What color are her eyes? I don't know.
But
like,
he does end up saying blue.
Does he?
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
First one, but, like, in the later one.
Now, this first chapter, she's pregnant. So I'm like, oh, it's with Kit. In my head.
Yeah.
Not with Kit. Because we find that out.
Yes.
Because Kit, like, all of a sudden, like, Kit's running around. And you're like, well, who the fuck is this?
Yes, yeah.
And you're like, wait,
so Kit's already there.
Yeah, like, because they mention him, and you're like, this is getting sketchy. Now, you also know that Ava, Because at first I was like, oh, is it Ava? I was like, wait, no, that's Kai's mom's
yes,
kid.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I'm like, we were on the same, who's this kid?
We were on the same frame. Well, okay, so I thought it was interesting how, first off, he has this bride from another land, and he doesn't really, like, he's not really into her, but then he was like, he realizes what she can give him.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden he's, like, thrown head over heels in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And then, mm-hmm. yeah, so then there's Kit, and then this woman. So, first of all, I don't like this part, but maybe there's some backing to it. I don't know, I just think it's, like, just, like, an easy way out. Is like, as soon as this, these bitches get pregnant, they get, like, shuttled to, like, the one part of the castle, and they cannot leave for, like, the duration of the 9 months, right. 10 months. You know what I mean?
Right.
So no one's seen the queen, like, ever.
Right.
Which I thought is weird.
Is weird.
Like, he hides her away.
Yes. Yes. I think that's, yeah, it's weird in general. I wonder, I don't know if that's, like, a plot thing or if that's, like, relevant to the story. Who knows, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. So, anyway, she's pregnant, and this bitch...
Okay.
Gives birth.
I have so many theories. So, okay, so, yeah. She gives birth. She gives birth,
and
she dies.
She does die. And... Edric, like, immediately asks, like, how much power does she have?
Because it's a girl.
Yeah, so I guess, like...
He has, like, the silencer, so, like, they can sense...
Yeah, how much power somebody has.
Correct.
And there is absolutely no power. They sense absolutely nothing. So Edric's like, get rid of her.
So, what? Okay. So that's... Okay, so this... What? This happens in...
Of course, the guy who's killing ordinaries has an ordinary kid.
Correct.
Karma okay. at work.
Now, here's... My first hang-up with this is that, again, I'm almost positive in the last book, it was mentioned when Peyton, like, was trying to find out her real lineage,
mm-hmm.
and Kai was like, wait, I'm confused. Like, both your parents have powers. How mm-hmm. are you powerless? But now I guess that is a possibility, because this is, like, legit what's happening here, mm-hmm. in this part. Okay, fine, whatever.
However, okay, so can I just tell you my thoughts right off the bat?
Yes.
So immediately when that final chapter from Edric's point of view...
Like, well, or, she is powerless.
Or, yeah, whatever.
Or, like, is it Peyton?
Yeah. So I immediately thought it was Peyton.
Same.
So now I'm thinking, so the queen, that Edric is not really her father.
Mm.
I think the queen had an affair.
Okay.
Maybe. If not, and Edric really is the father, and Peyton and Kit end up being brother and sister.
Okay.
Oh, like, this is just, like, insane.
So, now here's my theory.
But then I was like, ew, Kai, that makes her and Kai wait, siblings. But then I was like,
wait,
no.
Wait, hold on.
But I was like, no, right?
Well, it would make them half siblings because of the king. But here's my new theory as well. Please hold. I want to find, so there's, that was the second chapter of Edric's in this part. Now the third chapter of Edric's, please hold. This is where I'm having a new theory.
Mm-hmm.
I just gotta find it.
Well, so then now that's why I was saying, like, maybe the queen, maybe Edric's not the father. So maybe we won't go into that weird incestual kind of thing.
Okay, so second chapter of Edric's and she's powerless. I'm automatically, like, she is Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had the same thought. I'm like, okay, well, that would make her and Kit siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Yeah.
But that also would make her and Kai half siblings. Super fucking yikes.
Yeah.
Now, here's my thought. So, Edric is pissed. He's like, you're wrong. All this stuff. Now, he's like, get rid of this bitch. Like, literally. See you later. Get rid of it. Now, here's what Edric says. He says, you know, get rid of her. What you saw today did not happen. Your queen did not die giving birth to an ordinary because she passed 2 years ago when delivering me my son and heir. So, like, Kit. Because, again, she, like you said, she hasn't been seen since.
Mm-hmm.
Weird vibes, but okay. That is what the kingdom will know. That is what history will know. Okay, whatever. So, we know that the king and Iris had two kids. Mm-hmm. Kit and powerless being potentially Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also... That's fine that Kit and Kai don't look alike because they are half-siblings. I get it. One favors the father, one favors the mother. But that being said, I found it very intriguing that he described Iris as, like, this, like, striking, specific-looking person.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel it would be more likely, especially since they've alluded and talked about how, like, in the beginning, Kai's mom hated him. I think it's more likely that Kai's mom had an affair. And that Kai's is not the king. Also, it would explain why the king had no qualms about fucking torturing this kid. It's not mine. Because that would also, I think, be a really nice way to tie the plot together in the sense of Kit will not kill Peyton. It's literally his full fucking sibling. And also, like, I literally can't fuck you or marry you. Like, okay, you and Kai should be together because you're not related. Mm. So I think Kai's mom probably was the one who had the affair.
Damn. Which is interesting because this bitch is on her deathbed because the king is gone.
Right. But I just think that would make more sense as far as why Kai looks nothing like him, slash why he was torturing him. Like, I think that just makes more sense.
Okay. Yeah.
Rather than, like, Kit not being his.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my locked in final answer. But damn, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Regardless, what the fuck?
Maury.
I do think that's Peyton, though. For 100%.
100%.
That was another moment where when it...
Because why would she throw that in there for it to not be Peyton?
Also, okay, very valid. Secondly,
she's not going to introduce a completely new character.
That was another moment. The second it said she's powerless, I went, ooh. Like, I was like, oh, shit. Like, I was just... So this book is definitely getting me, you know.
It has little moments where it's like, damn, you know?
Yeah. But again, I feel like we haven't really had too much of that in the series. So I'm like, all right, girl. Snaps. Pop off.
Also, too, I'm thinking about how... So Ellie is now Peyton's...
Handmaid, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. And Ellie, like, alludes to how she was like, oh, like, okay, so that's later on after the first trial, I think.
Whatever, right? We can say it now. It doesn't matter.
Okay, so, like, Peyton's, like, all bloody, and, like, Kai, like, carries her to her room and, like, demands Ellie to get him, like, soap and water and a rag, whatever. And Ellie, being the diligent handmaid that she is, you know, does all that, but, like, Peyton's like, fuck, like, what's she thinking? So, like, whatever.
I feel like the servants usually keep their mouth shut.
I know, but, like, her and Ellie have a bit more of a personal relationship, I think, especially because her and Adina were so close.
Yes.
Because when Adina was at the castle. So, Kai is, like, cleaning her up, whatever, he leaves, and then, like, Ellie makes a comment, like, oh, it's, like, so good to see you, like, so smiley and bubbly, like, when he's around, it reminds me of Adina and her boy from the slums. And Peyton's like, what? And she was like, oh, like, she was gonna tell you, but, like, she didn't want to, like,
finding that
distract
out.
You from the trials. And Peyton's like, what?
Yeah.
And then she goes on to say, like, oh, like, how selfless of, like, Adina, like, whatever. But I wanted her to maybe be, like, a little bit upset.
Right, right.
You know? Not, like, just write her off as the angel that she is, you know?
I do like that she references Adina so much, though. Like, it's still, like, a part of her.
And her motivation.
Yeah. But, yeah, I was like, damn. Yeah, it was, like, less, like, I felt more hurt than Peyton did. Yeah, interesting.
And not only that, but Blair is in the castle. And Lenny's, like, her personal guard.
Which I get. Like, listen, I feel like that just adds a little drama, slash, like, you literally can't kill her.
I want Peyton to kill her so bad.
I think she probably will.
I think she will, too, but, like, I wish she would have done it, like, right in early on in the beginning and just really set the whole book ablaze.
What if that's her brutality task?
No, I have a different idea for her brutality
task. Okay, fine. So let's go into the tasks,
the trials.
So the first trial is bravery, and it takes place in the Scorches, which... Obviously, she's been there, but, like, none of the trials from the first book were there. So, Kit tells...
I thought it was in the Souls.
Yeah, but it's, like, part of the Scorches. So, Kit tells her, you have to go retrieve the crown from the first queen.
Which, like, I thought was we're just digging into royal graves.
I suppose. But I guess because, like, bandits have taken over, so it's, like, he's like, yeah, no one's brave enough to go there.
Oh, fine.
Whatever.
I was like, okay.
Bleh. Again, but it was like, at least something's going on.
Okay, now.
So, like, she goes there, she runs into bandits, you know, like, she gets the crown, like, but at least there's, like, things.
Okay, so I'm gonna be a hater real quick.
Okay.
So, when she's in the, what's it called?
Like a tomb?
No.
Oh, the Sanctuary Souls?
The Sanctuary Souls, that's what it's called. When she's there, she, like, stumbles upon the place where Kai cut her hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking about, like, how much growth she's had as a person and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, bitch, this was, like, a week ago.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Unless she was trying to spin it like, oh, like, such a short amount of time has passed and, like, look at everything that's, like, been brought to light or happened. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't just... Yeah, that's fine. I don't mind that you hate that. You know, like, that's...
That was just me being nitpicky.
I also was like... I just want to be I don't know, like, I get it, because like, it only has been a week, but I was like, damn, your fucking hair is still there? Like, I don't know.
I was like, what? Ew. You didn't throw that shit out?
Yeah, I was like, get rid of it. Whatever. Like, I liked the hair cutting that he did it, X, Y, Z, all that. I was like, I don't need to do it again. Mm-hmm. I don't need to revisit this.
Yeah. Like, I did think it was, like, sad when Ellie was like, oh, like, do you want me to even out, like, your hair for you? And yeah. She was like, no, because she wanted it to be, like, choppy because that's how Adina's hair was.
Right.
She wasn't good when she was cutting it, you know? So I was like, oh, okay, like...
Yeah, I just didn't want to revisit the hair thing. I was like, I'm done with this. I don't need to see your hair carcass.
Ew.
Yeah, no,
your hair carcass.
So yeah, I don't know, I thought the first trial was, like, I like that it fits the three B's, I agree with that.
Yeah.
It was fine, she gets the crown, she fucking walks in all bloody and, like, a savage with this crown in her fucking hands.
Yeah.
I was like, damn,
and
bitch.
And then she put it on.
Yeah.
And that was giving
Nesta.
Yeah. Out of the water.
Yes.
I was like, okay.
Yes. Now, after the first trial, there's a ball to, like, celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Homegirl gets trashed.
Yeah, so she, I thought it was interesting, she wears the dress that she wore after the first trial in the first book.
Yes.
You know, she's trying to, like, connect all the dots here, you know, full circle moments. And so whatever. Peyton is pissed because she wants to kill Blair and she can't do it. And so
she just gets,
like,
drunk.
So she just gets completely wasted. She's dancing like crazy with Jax. And then she gets Kai and Kit in a dance circle as well.
Yeah, what was going on with that?
And that's where I was like, God, this would be a perfect intro to a throuple right here. Right here, everybody. But she missed the mark.
But I will say that was, like, their first moment where, like, none of them were tense. Like, because there's been tension with Kit toward Peyton, like, about Kai slash killing his father, obviously. And then there's also been tension with Kit towards Kai, like, hey, you obviously love her.
Yeah.
So this was, like, the first time they were all, like, coexisting.
Mm-hmm. They're all having a good time.
And Kit... goes, like you said, like, goes back and forth. Like, Kai mentions a lot, like, he seems, like, bitter or whatever, he's mad, and then he'll, like, flip, and he's like, oh, I see, like, a semblance of the brother I once knew.
Yeah.
So it's, like, Kit, something's fucking going on with Kit. Whatever. So that ball was whatever. But, like, I mean, Peyton and Kai are, like, very outwardly, like, flirting. All the time.
Yes. And it's, like...
Be, like, a little better.
Yeah, be a little discreet. Okay, yeah. So, and then that leads to the next trial, essentially.
Yes.
So...
These two motherfuckers.
Yeah, okay. This... Okay, so Kit is like... Okay, so now she needs to, show, like...
Benevolence.
So he was like, yeah, you have to cross the sea and go to Izram and, like, make connections with them and show them that we love ordinaries again and we're making a unified
tribe. We love you.
We're gonna bribe them with roses and they're gonna love us and give us supplies in return. Boom. Alliance made. Okay, sounds great, but, like, nobody's crossed the sea since Jax's parents died.
Because, like, super treacherous and dangerous.
And, whatever. Like, it's... They mentioned it's been, like, 10 years or whatever, and it's like, oh, the Tellies and the Hydros are so much more advanced now and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay...
Right.
But then we also find out, like, how the elites have powers. There's also, like, mutant animals.
Love that.
And I was, like, the one part where Peyton was, like, not only am I, like, inferior to, like, the elites, but I'm also inferior to animals. I was like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, that sucks. That's a sad realization.
Damn, girl. That made me chuckle. That was... she was, like, not even animals.
But I think it's also interesting... Not interesting, just, like, almost, like, stupidity, I guess. Like, Kai just, like, shows his hand all the time.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as he finds out that she's going, he's like, I'm going!
Which is crazy because he, the whole first two books were about, like, how he can put the mask on and be, like, so stoic and, like,
one
can know.
I don't mind that, though, in the sense of, like, you know, he loves her so much, like, there is no more mask.
I mean, yeah, but that's not what they're trying to do.
Well, right.
They're trying to pretend. They're not doing a very good job.
No. Which, he makes a good point, because he is the enforcer. Like, he does to protect...
Yeah, but, like... I don't know. If I was Kit, I'd be like, yeah, you're totally fucking on the side. Totally.
Right,
this
right.
has confirmed it all.
Yes. So, obviously, Kai goes, Kit says, fine. Whatever.
Which, I'm surprised that he was like... Well, he's like, no. And then Kai's like, oh, but think about it. Like, I'm not only your enforcer, but I'm her enforcer. And, like, you're way too important to go. So, like, I have to also protect her. And it's like, okay, like, yeah, that's logical. But...
Well, like, I was surprised sketchy he didn't, motherfuckers.
I'm surprised he didn't give more of a fight. And I'm also surprised that, like, this was because happening Kit, in front of everybody.
Because Kit is up to fucking something. He, like, he knows. I don't think that Kit doesn't know, like, he's stupid. I think that Kit is like, I don't know. Something's up with this guy. He's fucking strange. Whatever.
He's scheming.
So, the night before they go on this boat, Peyton, like, goes to Kit's room to, like, eat chocolate with him.
Yeah, she, like, wants to have a picnic with him in his room.
I'm like, what? Because she, like...
First of all, how do you think of this shit?
Yes. And second random. Of all, she's like... And I get it, because, like, obviously things are awkward. Hello, you're mm-hmm. not... You're not fucking his brother, but basically you are. And you killed his dad. So she's like, he doesn't really like me. No fucking wonder why, Peyton. Okay. So then she's like, oh, if we're getting married, I want to be, like, you know, civil. So I'm trying to, like, you know, extend the olive branch here.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Well, and so, like, that's the part where, like, we were mentioning before with Kit, he answers the door, he has ink all over his hands, he's, like, in a daze, blah, blah, blah. And then Peyton says something like, oh, like, as if you don't know who I am or something, and Kit's like, well, I thought I knew you at one point.
Yikes.
Like, quick little jab right there.
Yeah.
I mean... But then, anyways, they sit and eat chocolate, and I guess everything, they sing Kumbaya, and it's all good.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, off to the boat tomorrow morning. Like, I don't know. Like,
something's weird. It's giving me tingly skin. Yeah. So, okay. So they go on this fucking boat. It's treacherous. It's like a 6-day journey. The first little bit was, like, fine. You know, they were, like, dancing with the crew. It was cutesy, yada, yada. They meet the captain, all the stuff. Then the weather gets, like, rougher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, like, classic sexy boat vibes. I'm enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they don't give a fuck about how obvious they are, so they're, like, sleeping in each other's cabins. Mm-hmm. Hello. But the weather gets rough, and, you know, they, like, comfort each other because they think they're gonna, like, legit die.
Yeah.
So I guess my thing is here, they're being obvious, but also, like, the crew is clearly occupied...
With just surviving?
Yeah, like... driving the fucking boat, so, like, no one really sees them.
Yeah, it's not like, they don't have, like, a babysitter, essentially.
Right.
That we know of.
No. And then, really, the only other relevant thing is three of the crew guys try to, like, kill Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Kai, because they're sleeping in the same bed, notices she's gone. It's like cast again, like an illusionment that's like not really her. Okay, fine. And he notices it's not really her. Goes, saves her, kills all of them. Again, I don't mind. Give me a little bit of like.
In the throes of passion, kills every member on board.
Imagine? No, literally. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like. Yeah, give me like a little action. Mm-hmm. Like, fine.
Oh, Caleb also gives her like books from her childhood.
Yeah, so she's like reading them to Kai.
That was sweet. Little bedtime story.
So yeah, like they're still getting closer, and again, they're still very much in the vibe of like we love each other. Like this is just
This is like honeymoon for them.
Right. This is like a cruise. Taking a little booze cruise together.
A little vacation.
Yeah, so I mean I like the ocean voyage vibe. We love a little nautical little plot.
Mm-hmm.
So then the reason why we're ending in the middle of a section is because they get to the docks. Obviously they haven't seen this like Ilya's flag in decades or a decade or whatever, and so everyone's kind of like, ooh, fuck. So the guards all come, whatever,
red alert.
Yeah. And then Kai is like, oh, well, this is the new queen, she's an ordinary, like things are changing. And the guards are almost like a little hopeful, like, oh, come to the castle.
Mm-hmm.
So we're ending it here when she's about to go to the castle, because who knows what clusterfuck kerfuffle is going to go on here. So, again, thus far, the vibes, Scorches, Shallows, I like it. I also liked when she was going into the desert, like, Kai was, like, waiting on the ridge for her, like, to watch her walk away. Like, I like their vibe a lot more.
He was nervous when, like, it was taking a long time for her to get back.
Yeah, like, again, I'm so much happier that their vibe is, like, yes, confirmed. Mm-hmm. We love each other. This is a bad situation. We're gonna hide it. We're gonna do a horrible job, but whatever. Rather than them being like, I can't feel this way. Because I just couldn't do it. So far, I'm liking this book. Mm-hmm. Maybe the best of all three, just because of, like, how things have progressed. Like, the first one's always good as, like, a pilot book. Mm-hmm. But I do like the, like, complexities of, like, now everyone's feelings and, like...
are getting involved, yeah.
Because of what has happened.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's more of, like, a time crunch now.
Yeah. So I, thus far... And also, I like a trial. Like, I think it's repetitive in the series.
Yeah.
But
twice in a series?
Yeah, agreed. But... as far as, like, I feel like these trials are more engaging to me than the first ones, honestly.
Mm.
Because it's, like, now there's all these, like, complexities, and again, like, Kit is being weird. Like, I don't know, I just like it.
Well, the circumstances are different.
Yeah, so far I've liked this book the best in the series. Who knows? So, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess my random, it wasn't really a theory, because I just thought about it, like, right now.
Yeah.
That, like, the brutality could be killing Blair. Again, I don't know if I really think that or not.
Oh, can I go over what I think?
Yes, this was gonna ask you. So what do you think?
Okay, so I think that what she's gonna do is that brutality is gonna be, like, she's gonna have to do something, blah, 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 blah. She's gonna have to, like, fight through something or whatever, and, like, she's gonna have to kill the prisoner. And guess who the prisoner is?
Kai?
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think Kit's gonna be standing there and be like, do it. You know? Yeah. Yeah. That would be crazy.
That would also make a lot more sense why he's, like, just not caring about them spitting in his face, essentially.
Yeah, because he's gonna get Kai out of the picture.
Wow. Okay.
However, then he's gonna find out that Peyton is his sister, and then what? Then how's it gonna end?
I like that theory. I think the whole sister thing is gonna happen. Confirmed.
Yeah, for sure.
It's, like, in my head canon. Like,
yeah.
This is real. I don't know what I think brutality is gonna be. The Blair thing was an intriguing thought, just cause, like...
but, like...
why even keep mentioning her? Like, I think so, like, there's just something's gonna happen with her.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Blair's, like, in Kit's ear.
Maybe.
Well, also, we forgot to mention that Kai and Blair had a little run-in in the hallway. Mm. And Blair's like, oh, shit, like, you're in love with her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is bad. Your enemy knows how you feel. Not good. Not good.
Yeah, I don't know what I think brutality is going to be. I do like your theory. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. I'd be fucked. I, again, think that they are siblings, 100%. I don't know how I think overall it's gonna end.
I don't know, but I really hope she just shakes things up a little bit.
I hope she shakes things up, but realistically I think that Kai and Peyton will end up together, which is fine. It's a young adult. I'm, like, fine with that. Like,
she's gonna save them.
But again, if it turns out that Peyton and Kit are siblings, like, that would actually make sense why they would end up together. You know what I'm saying? Like, fine.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I don't know what I think's gonna happen. I think they'll end up together, I feel. I'm intrigued. I think so far, for me, not only liking it best of the series, I think so far this is 4 stars for me going into the second half.
Wow, okay. I don't really have an opinion right now.
Okay. Just like how I feel, like, halfway, midpoint check-in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying.
Yeah. I'm enjoying as well.
Yeah, no, I think...
I just need a little bit... just want a little bit more.
You know? I think second half's gonna ramp up. I think they're gonna be like, oh, shit, more moments. But the fact that I've already had some so far, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I think this book is... She's delivering with the final book of the series, for sure.
Serve.
It's also, like, the biggest book, so I feel like there's a lot that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I'm excited. So we have no idea what the fuck's gonna happen.
Yeah, so I guess we're all gonna have to stay tuned.
So, yeah, so... we'll see you guys next week.
Forever My Undoing. That's what the back of the book says.
Oh, I was like, what? I literally was like, why are you just saying that to me? It's right there. Boopie. I just didn't know, like, I thought it was, like, a quote that you read, and I was like, when the fuck did she say that? Got it. But see, that's what I'm saying. I think, like, this is, like, a love story between, like, her and Kai. Like, it just is.
Yeah.
Like, it is. You know? But yeah, so we're going to finish the second half of this book for next week, and we will see what the hell goes on. I think that we're going to be in for a ride.
Hopefully it's a good one.
I mean, I want just like, chaos. Yeah.
I also want chaos.
Yeah. So we'll see you guys next week for part two of this book.
Fearless.
And then we'll chat with you guys about our Hunger Games plans because we don't know what they are. So we'll check in with you guys what we want to do. I don't know. We're
forever,
not sure yet.
Forever indecisive.
Yeah. We're reading the Hunger Games next, but in what fashion?
Let us know
what you want because we don't know what we want.
Yeah.
Ever. All right.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
On that note, we're done.
Done. All right. Bye. Deuces. See you.
Peace out. Next week. Bye.